This is Rock City from Horse Girl off of their latest album, Phonetics On and On. You're listening to 95BFM, Tuesday Drive. This is a gorgeous new album from the Chicago-born, New York-based trio, Horse Girl. Came out on Valentine's Day. A lot of beautiful tracks reflecting on girlhood and friendship and everything wholesome. A Galentine's record, if you will. I was very lucky to catch up with Gigi from the band and have a corridor about their gorgeous new record. I'm gonna listen to that now. This is your sophomore album. It's called Phonetics On and On. It's out on Valentine's Day, which is gorgeous for something that sort of encapsulates friendship. I feel like this is a Galentine's sort of record.
That's so true.
It's your sophomore album. It's out just after 2 years since your debut came out. And quite a lot has changed for you all in that space, right?
Yes, definitely. We moved away from our parents.
Yeah.
Is the biggest change.
It's amazing because the music really is like coming of age sort of music, but that sort of stuff is like happening in real time for you guys as well. Does it feel like the record sort of narrated that experience a little bit?
Yes, but I also feel like our lives sort of narrated the record in a way of it has all these like different points, I feel like, of the things we went through and saw each other through, and then to have it all together, like, in retrospect, it really does feel like it narrates this period of like three years or 2 years. But it also, while we were making it, it was hard to see it that way, because it was so like, this is our life, and then like, this is how we're representing it.
And you made the conscious decision after living in New York for a little bit to go back to Chicago to record the album, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what was the process like for that, and how does that influence the making of the music, sort of being in your hometown?
I think that there's a comfortability for us that comes with being in Chicago, and I think during the recording process that was really important for us to, you know, wrap up a day and like go home to our families. And like for me, I was like going home to my mom, like my mom's cooking, and just feeling like all we had to worry about was making this record and like expressing our art. So I think that it was really nice to be back in Chicago. And then it was also so cold and so snowy when it was happening. And I think that there's a really natural intimacy that comes with like being all bundled up in sweaters inside and just being with each other. So I think that those aspects added to it.
Yeah, it's interesting kind of looking at it from both the perspective of the making of the music and how it made that process feel more homely and intimate. But also, I feel like being back in Chicago and that sort of environment really influences the sound of the record as well. Like, I feel that even though so much has changed for you guys, when we listen to this record, it still feels nostalgic and intimate and grassroots and DIY. So it must feel pretty special to be able to retain that, even though there's a lot changing in real life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so deeply where we come from that I think in a way, no matter what we do is gonna, you can hear that in it, and you can, because it's inseparable from who we are.
And then arrangement wise with the album, there's kind of this interesting play with like minimalism and space while also experimenting with a lot of different sort of textures and guitar tones and violins and whatnot. How do you navigate that kind of fine line between having enough space while also keeping it interesting and experimental?
I think that comes with a lot of experimentation, and it came within the studio, you know, trying things that were just ideas of maybe this is random to put on this song, or maybe it, or not random, but kind of like maybe if we added this next layer, it would become too muddled or something. But then experimenting with like putting a little more and then taking something else out, you know, and like there's a lot of give and take in the way that we think about arranging things. So I think that it is really important in the way that we see our songs coming together that it doesn't feel overcooked or overdone. And I think that is often how we got to this like stripped back place, is we wanted to give the song just what it needed and nothing that was in excess.
And so when you, for a song like 2468, which just has so much beautiful stuff going on, every time I listen to it, there's more to kind of unpack, and like those violins are so cool. Did you sort of go into making that song like, okay, we're going to find some interesting textures and sounds that we're going to use here, or did it just sort of happen quite organically, or how does that experimentation start for you?
We kind of went into the whole session knowing we were going to experiment with new percussion or just new textures, especially because we were working with Kate LeBon, and we knew that she kind of gets freaky with sounds and like is gonna be playful in that way. But with the conception of that song, I think we didn't know if how it would change in the studio, what we might add, but what really drove us was the three distinct sections of it, and kind of like the first intro part, then like the middle poppy part, and then the end drone. And I think like that lent itself to experimenting, and I think that it was an experimental song structure because we didn't want it to return to the same thing at any point. We just wanted it to like repeat its section and then see it through. So we were happy to add, like it made so much sense to add violins on there, and I think it went with like the childhood innocence feelings to have it be so scrappy, and like Nora was playing violin but she had never played violin before.
There really seems to be this sort of ongoing theme of the friendship of the three of you sort of prevailing. It feels fun to listen to, and it feels like playing around and like playing violin for the first time, but in the best way possible, fuck around and find out in like totally. An awesome way. Yeah, it's so cool to be able to feel that tangible friendship within the group, and it must just feel like the best thing for a creative environment to be such good friends.
Yeah, I mean, it really, I have no idea how we could do it otherwise. Like the just purely on the amount of time we have to spend together, it would suck if we were not really close friends. But in the end, it really is what holds us together, and I think keeps us all sane a little bit in like doing this together, because we really rely on each other like family. And I don't know, I think that since we met so young, there's such a defining part of my creative voice, and I think my bandmates would say this too, of we really like found ourselves with each other, and it feels like something you could not create. It just had to happen naturally, and it's something that none of us ever want to let go of, and if something were to get in the way of it, it would like we would have to change that, you know? And like, if there's ever a point where like, even us trying to like commodify our work, it, if that gets in the way of our friendship, it's like, that is not gonna be worth it to us any longer.
It's such a beautiful and wholesome representation of just friendship and girlhood. You say commodifying the art itself shouldn't get in the way of the friendship, which is just so important. But I wonder, at what point when you guys started making music together and the friendship was like blossoming, at what point you were like, okay, we need to share this friendship and this music with other people? Like, this is so important to us, but it could also be important to other people. Was there like a defining moment of that for you?
When Nora and I were in our last year of high school, so like our completely last year of school before we moved, we knew we wanted to make a record before Nora and I left home, and we were going to make it no matter what. Like, if nobody was listening, we were gonna, like, our plan was to make it in Penelope's basement. But then before that point, we got signed and we had our first ever interview, and that led to like people starting to pay attention to us, and we were really, I think, so I feel like that was a defining moment of, we knew we wanted to make our first record, and then other people started to catch on, and our label Matador said like, hey, let us like help you make this record. So it happened in a way that that was unbelievable to us, but we were going to do it no matter what. And I think that that is where the magic lies with our friendship, is like, this is just how we connect with each other, is through making music together.
Beautiful, wholesome chats with Gigi from Horse Girl, chatting about their new record, Phonetics On and On. It's a beautiful album. Definitely go and check it out. The song we're listening to right now is Well, I Know You're Shy. I'm going to listen to this, have a bit more music. We've got a special guest in the studio for our next song, so stay tuned to hear about that. And then we've got 40 minutes left of the show. It's Tuesday Drive.